Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. With the Republican National Convention set to kick off on Monday, Donald Trump made it official today. Indiana Governor Mike Pence will be his vice presidential running mate. Pence is a former congressman with strong conservative credentials. He opposes same-sex marriage, abortion rights, and immigration amnesty. He favors increased border security, expanded gun rights, and big increases in military spending. Here he is campaigning with Trump in Westfield, Indiana, earlier this week.
We're ready for a change in this state. We're ready to put a fighter, a builder, and a patriot in the Oval Office of the United States of America. We're ready for Donald Trump to be our next president.
So we're going to get reaction now from a couple of prominent New England Republicans. First with us, we're joined by Massachusetts State Representative Jeff Diehl. He's co-chair of Trump's Massachusetts presidential campaign. And Jeff Diehl, welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Anthony, thanks so much for having me on.
Also with us is Fergus Cullen. He's former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, and he joins us today from New Hampshire. Fergus, always good to have you.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Jeff. Trump has made unpredictable a trademark of his campaign, but this seems like a pretty safe choice. What do you think about Mike Pence for vice president?
I think it's a great fit. Look, Newt Gingrich, obviously a very smart guy, been around for a long time, led the Contract for America. I think he'd make a great chief of staff. And Chris Christie, obviously, was another person in consideration. I think he'd make a great attorney general. But at this point, I think Mike Pence provides the balance that we're looking for on the ticket. Obviously, a former congressman, so he knows D.C. And at the same time, he's got the executive experience as Indiana's governor. So I think it's a perfect fit. And I think, look, even though they may not be aligned perfectly on all issues, that's always a good thing to have that discussion. And at the same time, he provides a steady hand that knows government.
Sure. Now, Fergus Cullen, I'll come to you, and you won't mind if I disclose you've been very much part of sort of the Never Trump movement within the Republican Party. So I'm wondering if a safe choice like Mike Pence, and with a guy with real conservative credentials, improves your view of Donald Trump's candidacy?
You know, I've got nothing against Governor Pence, and he has been a strong conservative, which is something that Donald Trump has not been throughout this process. But I guess politically, my question is, who does Mike Pence bring to the ticket in terms of voters that weren't already with Trump? I don't think he helps him in that sense. It sort of doubles down on very conservative voters. That's okay. I've got no problem necessarily with that, but it doesn't win over, especially women voters and swing voters, gettable voters around the country that Trump needs in order to win.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Jeff Diehl? You know, what question that I had is it seems like a safe choice. And someone like Newt Gingrich, I mean, he made the comment recently that if Trump had picked him, there'd be a pair of pirates on the ticket. Wouldn't that have been, I don't know, more in keeping with Trump's brash shake up the establishment image, or speak to Fergus's point about, you know, how does this sort of expand the folks, the pool of people who are supporting Trump?
Well, one thing is, I think Donald Trump is already fitting in with the Northeast area. Fergus maybe is an exception. But I think what Mike Pence brings is a big swath of the heartland, the Midwest area that may be reluctant to come to him. As far as attracting, people that wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, I think actually, Mike Pence brings the conservatives that maybe were still reluctant. Again, there is sort of a Never Trump group still out there. But at the same time, Donald Trump himself has brought millions of new voters to the Republican primary. In Massachusetts, as you know, 20,000 Democrats unenrolled in order to vote for Donald Trump. And in Pennsylvania, a state he's now leading in, 90,000 Democrats unenrolled. So I think Donald Trump himself is the person that's bringing new people to the party. And Mike Pence solidifies the base.
So what about that, Fergus? I mean, I'm thinking about this point that Jeff made, this idea of solidifying the base. I mean, one of the concerns that I know the Republican Party establishment has as we move toward the convention is, there's some concern around how volatile Trump is. And this seems to sort of allow him to make a case that, no, I can be sober, I can make a safe choice. And Mike Pence is evidence of that.
Well, I wish I could agree with that a little more strongly. But, you know, the process by which Pence was selected reminds me of Jeb Bush's criticism of Trump being the chaos candidate. And just this afternoon, we have allegedly high members of his staff leaking to reporters that Trump was having second doubts as late as midnight last night about whether, you know, could he get out of this pick? And that's some of the concern. You know, just because he's been on good behavior and stayed off of Twitter last weekend doesn't mean that he's not going to go off the rails again tomorrow. So, you know, the Trump campaign may have succeeded in defeating the Free the Delegates movement, which I supported, but they haven't stopped the Stop Trump or Never Trump movement. And the fact that we're this late into the process and they're still having trouble even solidifying the Republican base should be worrisome politically to their long-term prospects.
Jeff D., I'd love to get your response, your reaction to that.
Well, one of the things, too, I think coming into this was there was a split of Ron Paul folks from the past that a lot went to Donald Trump, a lot went to Ted Cruz. And those, you know, again, have been some people that were reluctant to see on the Cruz side Donald Trump as the nominee. Look, Ted Cruz is actually coming to the convention and speaking, and my guess is that he'll be supporting Donald Trump for the run. I think that that coming out of the convention will be a big help in trying to bring, you know, the last sort of remnants of people against Donald Trump, you know, the conservative, constitutional conservatives into the fold. And I really think it's convention is going to be a great chance to have a lot of new folks that have become part of the political process, not your typical legislators, you know, showing up. And that is going to spread across the country when they go back to their states and let them know what Donald Trump's all about. I really look forward to it. And I think Mike Pence really helps solidify that again.
Well, Jeff, I know you're on your way to Cleveland right now. Fergus, Jeff was talking about sort of what he's expecting and looking forward to in the convention, which kicks off on Monday, the RNC. What will you be watching for?
Well, I hope it's a party that I recognize as my own. And, you know, that's a concern a lot of us longtime members of the party have. You know, Trump has won the nomination fair and square. I give him that. Some of us are concerned about the image he's going to present as Republicans for the next 4 months and what effect that might have on down ballot candidates. You know, we'll see if he's just borrowing the party for 4 months or if it's going to be, you know, the start of something long term in terms of repositioning the party. I suspect it's going to end with him renting the party for 4 months, and some of us are going to have to be around after November to pick up the pieces.
All right. Well, that's Fergus Cullen. He's former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party and now principal of Fergus Cullen Communications. Fergus, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony. Good luck, Jeff.
Also with us, State Representative Jeff Diehl, co-chair of Trump's Massachusetts presidential campaign. He's on his way to Cleveland for the RNC, which kicks off on Monday. Jeff Diehl, safe travels, and thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Anthony, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Fergus, too.
All right, listeners, stay with us. Still ahead, Life Animated, Ron Suskind's incredible story of how Disney characters provided the key for his severely autistic son to rejoin his family and the world. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.